Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
David Hochberg is the Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial. David, good morning. Let's talk about what the Fed did yesterday. And here's what I want to know. When will we see some lowering credit card interest rates? How long will that take?
Your next bill.
Oh, that quick?
Yeah, your next bill will, your next home equity line of credit, your next bill, when you go to get a, when you try to apply for a car loan, I mean, it happens automatically. So it's in play right now.
Yeah, I was wondering about why the stock market seemed to be, you know, neutral at best yesterday after the announcement, but yet this morning, things are booming on the stock market.
Yeah, typically from all the financial websites and CNBC, everything that I follow and everything that I watch, the stock market typically goes down, Bob, after a rate cut. Okay, so listen, long and the short of it is this. Why are we in the position that we're in? Here's what the Fed chair said. The Fed believes the economy is strong overall. Okay, the Fed has growing confidence the strength in the labor market can be maintained. Consumer spending has remained resilient. Inflation has eased above 2%. That's been their target all along, Bob, 2%. Labor market now is less tight than before the pandemic. Fed is moving to a neutral stance, but not at any preset course. So here, these guys 6 months ago were like, we're not cutting it anytime soon, right? And then six months later, they're cutting it a half a point. I thought it'd be a quarter because that's how they raised it, Bob. Quarter, a half, and then 3/4 point shots to the gut for like 12 or 13 times in a row. It's going in the right direction. I had a guy yesterday, Bob. I'm like, hey, you know, the Fed cut the rates 50%, you know, 50 basis points. He's like, yeah, it's only 50. I'm like, would you rather him have taken it up 50 basis points? Would you rather the Fed have kept the rates the same? I'm like, dude, it's a half a point cut. You can't get to the second cut until you get to the first cut. Check the box, right? And yeah. Then we're talking about doing the first rate cut when? In March. Took a couple extra months, 6 months extra to get to where we need to be, but we're there. Let's take the wind and enjoy it and wait for the next one.
Do you think it's going to get down to an interest rate of maybe 3% by 2026?
I think if we get to the threes, you better start stocking up on freeze-dried food and ammunition, because I think those are going to be artificially low. The only reason we got to the threes in the past is because we had economic challenges. We got to the twos because of the pandemic. I don't want to ever go through that again. So if we could get to the fives or the high three or the high fours, Bob, or mid fours, and the market stabilizes, and we get adjustable rate mortgages back into play, we could get a 7-year or a 10-year ARM, which we haven't seen in the past 5 years. You could get rates in the threes, but it'll be a shorter term loan, which is fine for a lot of folks, a lot of our listeners. So if you could get a 7 or a 10-year ARM in the threes, that's a win. You get a 30-year in the fours, that's a huge win. But guess what? 30 years are now in the sixes. We were on the way to 30 years going into the eights. Mm-hmm. Now we're on the 30 years going, trending down into the fives. So right now we're solidly in the sixes. If you're buying a home, if you have all the right variables, and we're on our way to the fives. Haven't said that in on this radio station in about 3 years.
I know you've said that history says more volatility is coming for equity markets, but with the Fed cutting rates, wouldn't that mean that this volatility will be stocks going up?
Well, typically that would be the case, right? Because as the rates go down, what happens? Those in fixed incomes, bonds, take their money out of bonds because they're making less money in bonds and move it into a more riskier investment, which is stocks. So more money going into stocks would do what to stock prices? Drive stocks up. I am not giving any financial advice. I'm just answering your question. Mm-hmm. Don't buy any stocks based upon my talking to you right now. But what what they're saying is that there are some traders out there and some financial experts who are still predicting some type of recession next year. Okay, we'll see how that plays out. We don't know that we're in a recession until you've got 6 months worth of information to tell you that you're in a recession. All that I give two beans about, Bob, is this. Interest rates are coming down. Housing costs are coming down. One of the top factors of the inflation that the Fed looks at is the cost of housing. When interest rates go from 7.5 to 6.5, as an example, because they've come down a full point, it makes housing a lot less expensive. It also takes all of those buyers, Bob, that were in their parents' basement and decided to go on the couch when the rates clipped into the sevens. They're now back in the field of play, which is going to push values back up. And it's going to be a more of a supply challenge like we have. So it's going to might free up some of that supply. And the owners of those homes might decide that, hey, now's the time to get back out. Because you're still getting multiple offers between $100,000 and about $500,000, $600,000, $700,000. And conforming loan limits, we just increased our conforming loan limits from $766,550 to $802,000, which means you could get into a home with 3% down, a $900,000 home with 3 or 5% down, which is a huge benefit for home buyers.
You're going to be talking more about all of this Saturday morning.
Pack show after Lou at 10.
All right, David Hochberg, and there are a lot of experts in the field, but David's the only one who will use the word dude when he gives you advice.
Respectfully, of course.
Of course. Thank you.